Holiday season has arrived, and that means a lot of holiday-related events in and around the Orange County area, including Hillsborough, where we've got a parade coming up in less than a week, and that is just the tip of the iceberg for all of the things that are happening in Hillsborough for the next few weeks. Joining us now is the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens. And Mayor, how excited are you about this holiday season?
Very, very excited, Aaron. Happy Monday to you. It may be a little chilly and rainy now, but this coming weekend it is going to be nice, and it's going to be happening in Hillsborough. It's going to be holiday glow Hillsborough.
And we've got a parade coming up on Saturday, which I'm excited about. I know WCHL is going to be up there, and we were up there last year, and for whatever reason I can't even remember, I didn't get a chance to walk in the parade with the rest of the crew, but I'm going to be there this time, and I'm super excited about it.
Oh, good, and rightly so. This is the second time in many, many years that we've had the night parade. I believe it starts at 4:45. They're really encouraging lots of lights, and we have some new lights around the trees around town. Of course, it's going to be very festive, and the parade is in many ways the center of this very, very cool weekend. I know some shops, like Uniquities, is opening up Thursday night and having openings. Friday night is the last Friday, even though it's not last Friday, Art Walk. But sort of a holiday art walk. Mm. Of course, we have the parade on Saturday, and then the lighting of the tree, and that's always very festive. The next day is the home tours, and of course, there's carriage rides during this time too on Sundays, and then for Sundays that come out throughout the entire month. But this is the big weekend for Hillsborough, and to really come and celebrate, and great to just come up and. And just enjoy food at some of your favorite restaurants or hang out. There'll be plenty of music at the various music venues. Get your shopping in at Daniel Boone. There's a big craft fair that's on Sunday. And then enjoy the parade and just the holiday festivities.
And
great
for
time to be in Hillsborough.
And for the parade this Saturday, it starts at 4:45, right? And then the tree lighting is at 6:15 immediately after that?
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. We'll follow it directly after. Now, we've been working, the chamber has been working very much to let people know that we want to keep this holiday spirit going throughout the entire month of December. So we want to encourage, you know, local shopping. There's, of course, the craft shows at Daniel Boone, but all the shops will be, you know, open throughout the holiday season. There's lots of, you know, our independent bookstore. There's lots of jewelry and art shops. You got places like Uniquities. We got two new shops that have opened up, the vintage jewelry shop and just a little gift shop that's right downtown as well. So it's a great place to buy local. You can always find very cool stuff at Daniel Boone. So it's nice to spend a day in Hillsborough while you're out doing your shopping and enjoying, you know, maybe a nice beverage at the coffee shop or at one of the at Mystery Brew or one of the other local establishments. It's worth going on Riverwalk. It has been amazing over the holidays, just almost a steady stream of people coming through Riverwalk and particularly visiting the stickwork sculpture. So it's just been a fun place to visit and very festive right now.
You're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and we're talking about all this holiday stuff that's going on this weekend in Hillsborough, and haven't even mentioned some of the other cool things. Hillsborough Visitor Center is doing holiday stuff every weekend through the month, and Alan Gerganis and Michael Malone are doing their Christmas Carol in a couple of weeks. And I was talking with Sarah DeGennaro and Sarah Stevens of the Alliance for Historic Hillsborough and the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce, and it came to the conclusion that just about any day of the month, you can just about walk into any door on Churton Street and you'll be able to see something cool happening that's Christmas-related, holiday-related.
Absolutely, and Sportsplex will be having their Holiday on Ice and I think a Dance with Santa one of the Saturdays. Just the museum will have some gingerbread contest, and there'll be other celebrations. And so you can't pick a bad day to come up to Hillsborough and have fun.
Well, again, all of that beginning this weekend, and don't miss the holiday parade on Saturday, 4:45, with the tree lighting immediately after that. You've got last Friday's art walk on the first Friday this month, this Friday, and a lot more. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and the other sort of order of business for tonight, the Hillsborough Town Board is meeting, and sort of a lot of the same things on the agenda that we've been talking about before: Waterstone, Collins Ridge, but also the town's balanced scorecard, which I remember talking about a year ago, but it's something that the town does every year, taking a look at how good a job it's done meeting its goals over the course of the year. And there's going to be a presentation on that tonight at the town board meeting, 7 p.m. in the town barn. And what can you tell us already about what you're going to hear this evening?
Well, it's going to be a very, very busy, and we're not looking at Collins Ridge, but we are be looking very hard at Waterstone, wanting to change the master plan, maybe increase some of the residential, shift around from where the commercial. That's been kind of a hard sell for the board, and so there's I'm sure that's going to be quite a discussion about that. The balanced scorecard is very, very important to us. We're in our eighth year. This is, we not only look at the budget and have this multi-year budget, which is a very good planning tool for us, but we have a one-page strategic plan, and that gets expanded out into this balanced scorecard, a scorecard of performance measures for each and every department about how well they're focusing towards the overall goals of the town and helping, you know, make sure that citizens have services and that we're fulfilling our vision of a small town with character and vitality. So it is always a work in progress. As our town manager like to says, we're always in beta. And one of the things we're expecting to hear from staff tonight is looking at the next iteration. Right now, we have a pretty thorough report. It's almost 80 pages long. There is an executive summary, and it's available to citizens. But it's getting to be a little unwieldy, and we're realizing, I mean, there was quite a lot that we're accomplishing. We're doing very good with our measures, not just with our budget. But how do we get some focus? How do we really start thinking about what our priorities are? So what we'll just get a little introduction to tonight is maybe shifting our card, our methods about how we're doing, so we can really enhance our performance management. We can really start talking about focus areas and making sure that we're continuing not just doing a lot of stuff, but we're doing the right things.
And you can get the town's balanced scorecard on the town's website, which is ci.hillsborough.nc.us. It's all there. And there is that executive summary you can take a look at. I'm looking at it right now. And for people, I remember this conversation when we had it a year ago, but the idea of a balanced scorecard, that's something that a number of other municipalities are doing. And for Hillsborough, this originated with the town manager, Eric Peterson, right?
Yes. And actually, when I first became mayor, and I remember sitting down after our first retreat and says, you know, we've done a very good about sort of specifying some goals, and we have a budget, but we haven't really connected our goals to the budget. And could we do something like a strategy map and balanced scorecard? That's something I've talked about with in my consulting practice. Mm-hmm. And I remember Eric's eyes just lit up, and he said, I've been wanting to do that for years. And so he has really taken taken charge of it. We work with the School of Government and put in this system. And so Eric has become, in many ways, a real expert about this. Of course, you know, I've been a champion, and the board has been a champion, and so it's been a very good way to translate. I would say here's our very specific objectives that we would like to occur for the town. People do what you measure. So how do you have measures not only in how we're doing financially, but what are we actually accomplishing for our citizens would be one perspective. How are we doing our operations, just getting our work done? How well are we following our financial policies? And then are we building leadership? Are we building internal capacity? Are we building a trained staff to make sure that these other things accomplish? And so that's where the balance part of the balanced scorecard comes out.
And that's going to be one of the items on the agenda for tonight. Again, 7 p.m. in the town barn is the town board's meeting. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday during the parade.
We will see you in Happening Hillsborough this weekend.